An official today said Yemeni tribes kidnapped a Russian doctor yesterday in the northeast of the country while he was traveling to the capital. Meanwhile, Yemen's government launched a new offensive against Shiite rebels in the north yesterday, destroying many of their vehicles and hideouts. Both sides claimed victory, however, in the intense day's fighting, which came just a week after the government declared a unilateral ceasefire that fell apart in hours. Fleeing the fighting has become a recurrent feature in the lives of many Yemeni civilians who have faced the danger of getting caught in the fire zone since 2004. After 3 weeks of renewed violence, an estimated 20,000 people who made their way to Saada to flee the fighting boosted the town's population by a third. The prices of basic commodities have soared, with the cost of food and fuel doubled in recent weeks. The resident population has had to share already limited food, water, and medical resources. ICRC spokesperson Hisham Hassan told us more about the urgency of the humanitarian crisis and the need for warring parties to respect principles of international humanitarian law.
Basically, the fighting has been ongoing now for more than 3 weeks, the renewed fighting. This has affected largely most of the civilian population living in northern Yemen, mainly in the governorates of Saada, Amran. The fact is that most of those people have tried to seek shelter in cities such as Amran and Saada, either living in public institutions like schools, health centers, or with relatives and friends inside their homes. This affects largely as well the civilian population living inside those cities. Again, outside the cities, people who have not been able to reach Saada and Amran or who have decided to go elsewhere are staying in rural areas, not really in camps, but they are simply displaced now, and they are in need of shelter for sure, knowing that winter is at hand now and the temperature will really fall drastically during nighttime. It remains difficult for us to leave the major towns and work outside to assist the civilian population that is currently stranded.